Yeah, that's right, John. That's what it was. Hey, the children, as far as we're concerned, hey, the children were forgotten. I've got a child myself, she goes to school, same story. She's having problems sleeping at night. Her grades have suffered. And by talking to my friend Barry Kearney, this came up, but when the talking came around, why have the children not been talked about? Why has somebody from the Minister of Education or the Minister of Children or somebody ever went to a school, talked to a principal? Because I have a big family and a lot of children. I have nearly 20 grandchildren or nieces and nephews, I mean. Nobody's ever keen. Nobody's cared about them. Nobody's asked to see how they're doing. And I know their grades are suffering. They're worried. They're of cracks. And my young fellow, Reese, I walked on him one night and he was still awake at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. And like his eyes are spinning in his head in the morning because he didn't sleep. And when I got it out of him, it was to do with Mika. And that's why we had to bring it to the chapel and let the people know that the children have a voice.
It was devastating to hear the impact that this is having on children.
It's totally heartbreaking. I knew it because it was my own family, and I knew it a couple of my nieces and nephews. But like, whenever Barry Kearney and my wife went to the school out in Clamanagh, and they went out and asked how many people in this class were affected, there was 21 people in the class. There was 19 people affected, and they were delighted to tell their story, because nobody really outside their family actually asked them, how are you coping? And would you write a letter? They were delighted to write a letter and get a weight off their chest and let them tell the truth. And some of them letters bring a tear to your eye. But I just can't believe in the 21st century that our government has lying back and letting nothing happen to children. And like, this is the future. Mm. People, they should be out there playing football, playing hopscotch, playing whatever.
This piece that we heard with Mackenzie McDade, and indeed her mother was interviewed, Tanya, yesterday on the programme as well. I know the march took place the day previous, but we had that reaction on yesterday's programme. And it obviously struck a chord with an awful lot of people, and we had a huge reaction to that. And many then contacted us and said, well, look, at these are children. Soon enough, they'll be getting older, they'll be adults, they'll have adult worries in their lives, and they should be spared from all of this. But you're saying already it's impacting on their lives, and children are very much aware of what's going on in their immediate surrounds.
Well, I would love, like, being honest, I would love to see the person that turned around there and says that more or less, the children shouldn't have been taken to Dublin, and children shouldn't be letting their voices heard. Well, sir, the next time you're doing a talk show, you tell me what time you're doing the talk show, and you ask the same people to come on, and let me dispute that there, because that day would actually make me angry for somebody to turn around and say this, oh, shouldn't be using children. That's like, who do they think they are? They mustn't have a child with Mika if they're saying that. Or if they want to do a talk show, put me on it, because it's not a big debate, but I think it's a disgrace. I know. I met Mackenzie down there yesterday, and I met her mother, Tanya, and they were actually disgusted, because the Minister of Finance and the Minister of Education, Norma and Roderick, they came out, they went halfway down across the line, and these people went the whole way from Dublin, and whenever they got their photo shot done, and they lifted half the letters, they didn't go down and take Mackenzie's letter off her. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's like, as far as I'm concerned, the Minister of Education and the Minister of Children, they should have been out there. They should have been asking, is there any teachers here? Is there any principals here? Can I talk to you here for a minute? Can I get your number? How's this affecting these children? And talking to the mothers and asking honest questions, or pulling a couple of children aside and hearing their stories, not just come out for a photo shoot. Like, it was being honest, I thought it was a disgrace what happened yesterday.
It was a token gesture in your view, and it's a good point that you're making there. Maybe teachers should be consulted and see how these children are being impacted, say, for instance, when it comes to their schoolwork, and that's a very valid point. And I can sense by you, Paddy, the criticism here that you received, and there was a number, I'll be 100% honest with you, there was a number of messages probably came in from people that were no way impacted by the Mika conditions in their home, but they were more or less saying, and I'll paraphrase it here, look at it, it was a cheap shot involving children shouldn't have been put out in the firing line for this, they could have maybe done video messages or whatever, and that children should not have been taken out of their schools, removed from their studies when they've missed so much time to engage in a campaign like this. So how would you respond now to that general criticism that I have to say has been widespread? Does that surprise you that the criticism has been widespread?
it surprises me massively. But at the same time, what is it? Is it actually keyboard warriors out there? Like, will they actually come on the show and speak one-on-one? Because if they do, organise it for later on the day, or organise it for Saturday.
Yeah, we'll organise it. We'll put the invite out there here and now that if anybody wants to come on and discuss this with you, and we'll even do it on Tuesday if they want to contact us.
No problem at all. Tuesday, any time in the middle of the week, whenever you want to do it, because anybody turns around and says that children shouldn't have a voice and children shouldn't be allowed to express how they're feeling, how their grades are suffering, how they can't sleep at night, and how they're, how everything is affecting them. Well, they can't have Mika, or I don't know what kind of people they are that they think that the children shouldn't be used. And don't think for 1 second that this was a cheap shot of anything to do with a campaign of using children. Every one of the children came down with their parents. Every school was asked, do you want to send somebody down? They talked to their parents, they talked to their children, and they were glad to get down. You know what I mean? Nobody was pulled out of their bed in the morning and dragged down. They wanted to come down. They wanted to be there. You want to see that some of them children down there? I'm telling you, there's so much strong little old children out there. There's a couple of wee girls that I would remember to see. I can't remember their names.
Mm.
Well, they're powerful. They're like future wee politicians. They're there. They've got a voice. They're saying this is wrong. They're turning around and saying this is terrible. What Norma done? This is terrible. What Roderick done? They're telling their story. It's unbelievable.
And were the children disappointed that the politicians didn't maybe spend more time with them and listen to their concerns?
Oh, they were. They're a lot of disappointed. They didn't get to hand their letter over to somebody with authority, that the Minister of Housing and the Minister of Children didn't go right across the full line and take a letter off them. They went, they buried their souls there, kind of fall through story. It's not easy to put it all down on paper of actually how you're feeling. And they went halfway down the line, took half the stories and didn't take the rest. And the rest of the children, yes, didn't they? They were disappointed, I.
Hmm.
It's interesting as well to see the criticism that your campaign received here, when children are very much front and centre in other campaigns, such as maybe looking for a greener environment when it comes to maybe reducing fossil fuels. Nobody seems to blink an eye on that, but when you do it in Donegal, it's a different story, it seems.
Oh, so listen, sir, if you go to these children, listen, let's see on Tuesday who puts their name on the line here and actually comes on. Or these are keyboard warriors, as I say it. I'd love to see there. I'll definitely be there. And I'd love to see the person that'll come on there to tell me that this was wrong to bring children. Because it wasn't. It was completely and utterly right that the children had a voice. Everybody's heard about the old days pictures and the grannies of how they felt. And the mothers and the fathers and the families of how they felt. But boys, one of the most important thing here of the whole shebang is children. There's a lot of things can happen, children. And let's not get into no illusion. Children are very naive. A wee thing, whenever they get into maturity and stuff, it can throw them off. There's a lot of things out there. Self-harming, not being able to sleep, anxiety problems. I'm just to push children and push them up the stairs and tell them, right, go ahead, it's bedtime, go to sleep. Keep pushing about Mika. Like, boys, don't tell me the children shouldn't have a voice and children shouldn't be talked to.
Yeah, and I just...
There should be groups set up there. There should be an hour put aside in a classroom of the Minister of Education, the Minister of Children. And they should be coming up with plans to actually help children.
All right.
And let them talk.
Okay. Before we let you go, Paddy, obviously you've had this latest event now which took place on Wednesday last. Can I ask you, where is the campaign now? We're hearing mixed messaging maybe from some of the politicians. For instance, Minister Charlie McConlogue said that it's important that everybody be patient, wait 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever for the right scheme to come in place, and that he's aware of it. He says his government colleagues are aware how serious the situation is. Paraphrasing Joe McHugh, he said more or less something similar to this radio station as recent as last week as well. So how confident are you now at this stage that the government will come up with the package that you and others in a similar situation need?
At least they are coming up and they're turning around and giving us, like, oh, I am actually disgusted. You're getting us end of July, middle of September, end of September. You're getting all these false dates. And it is really, really annoying. But the only one thing that we know this time is, see, whenever they put out this time and they tell us what we're getting, the devil's in the detail. And we're not going to be found wanting this time. Because we've got Michael Carr there in the background as a professional project manager. And I'm with the team. We'll not be found wanting. So if it does take them an extra week or 2 weeks, at least there's going to be no devil in the detail. We're going to know it, tell a thing. And that's what the government knows, that whatever they do this time is going to be scrutinised to the bottom line. There's going to be no small print here must out on. So at the same time, all I can tell turn around people, I'm disgusted. I want an answer. It shouldn't have went to this stage. But at the same time, if it is going to be the next week or 2 weeks, listen, let's all take a week off here now. We've done the Dublin. We've got children down there, the Mickey Children Day. let's enjoy Halloween with the children. Let's take a week off and actually enjoy, spend time with the family, relax, and try and get Mick out of our head for a week here. I know it's not easy, but enjoy family time.
Yeah, and enjoy the midterm break. Can I put one final point to you? And again, just going from the reaction and that we received in here over the last 24, 48 hours covering this story. And I have to say again, Paddy, a lot of people have huge sympathy and are in fully behind you and supporting you to the hilt here in looking for the 100% redress. But we also received messages yesterday saying that, you know, at the end of the day, it's the taxpayer that's going to foot this bill. And to paraphrase one particular message that came in, why should we pay for people to have mansions in Donegal, was the message that came in. Now, it's not alone Donegal, it's in other counties as well. Do you sense in any way that public opinion is beginning to turn a little bit against you?
Well, listen, being honest, the leader, Leo Varadkar, is the one that's turning us around, the taxpayers. Leo Varadkar is always, he's always at the South Kennedy on. He tries to turn the people against each other. And I didn't even get into this. I can, it's a turnaround mansion. A £300,000 house in Donegal will build you whatever size of house it builds. £300,000 house in Dublin might build you a three-bedroom house that you couldn't even put a trampoline in the backyard. But to them, it's the same price. So it's not our fault that we're living in rural Ireland, but it's definitely not our fault that our horses are falling down. That's the government's. And that's the only reason the government is actually putting up at the start of us in 1910. They wouldn't be putting up one penny if they didn't know it was their fault. And the reason they're even considering going the full 100% is because they know it's their fault. They won't do a public inquiry because they know it's their fault. Like, what country in the world wouldn't look for a public inquiry if it's going to cost $2 to $3 billion?
Mm.
And the first thing they would do is look for a public inquiry, but the only reason our government won't is because they know, and the bottom line is, they are the people that's let the people down. That's their fault.
And
so
of course,
it's their fault, they have to pay for it.
And of course, Paddy, the cost of building, as we all know now, has just skyrocketed over the past while.
Yeah, that's the sad part about it as well, as the materials in the building, that's kind of put a real dampener on things. But at the same time, I've seen there come out in RTE about the civil servants turn around saying, oh, the money that they're looking for is off the scale, and they're talking about $2 and $3 billion. But sure, the civil servants, sure, they don't have to blow in £1 billion on the children's hospital.
Mm.
That's taxpayers' money. They've blown it on one project. Do you know what I mean? We're talking a 10-year scheme here in Donegal. And not only that, we're talking about libraries, schools, or council houses. This is all taxpayers' money that our government have actually blown by not listening to us when all the work was there. We showed them 10 years ago that there's defective blocks in Donegal. Every year for the last 10 years they've been told, listen, sort this problem out. What did they do? They kept building more. Jesus, it's mental.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Paddy, keep your phone on. Once again, we'll throw the invitation to those who contacted us yesterday with text messages or whatever, and they were critical of the decision to use children in the campaign on Wednesday last in the capital. If any of them want to come on to the programme Tuesday morning to air their concerns, to share their views with you, you'd only be too happy to take their call and come on with us.
No problem at all. I'll be there, but I wouldn't say the little bit. Come on, put their name to it.
Okay, well, look, we'll throw out the invite, we'll lay down the challenge and see what happens. Paddy Diver, thank you so much indeed for joining us on today's edition of Northwest Today.
All right, good man, John. Good luck.